Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your top. It's a high of 72. Currently, it is 68. Fair skies in the town.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Victory Monday?
Can I talk my bling again?
Talk to us.
Oh, I told you what was finna happen. I told you. It's only finna get better from here. I can't wait to talk Chiefs in the 6 o'clock hour. And, of course, we got Mayor Quinn Lucas coming on the show talking all things KCD.
And it is also National Delivery Driver Week. So while you door dashing and doing all of that, make sure you tip them well. TMG goes down at the 23. Salt from Salt and Pepper. She got to clear up a rumor about her ex-husband. And Fat Joe shares a story where Bruno Mars yelled at him.
Oh, boy, I feel him on that. He trying to be me. We got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Mike D said it's a Victory Monday. We hustling and shining. Only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, throwbacks, and Chiefs candle.
It's Hot 103 Jams.
How about those Chiefs?
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
In the long run, it will improve your life. Yet, in your immediate day-to-day experience, you have some inconvenience, discomfort, and doubt. You know a change is necessary, but it's also daunting. You're eager for the benefits of having made this change, while not quite prepared for the cost of getting there. Even so, it must be done. As intimidating as it might be, delaying what you know you must do won't make it any easier. For your own sake, focus on the eventual benefits of the challenging yet positive change. Remind yourself that you have the strength to work through the temporary disruptions and difficulties. Though it may not be easy for the first few weeks or months, it will bring value for a whole lot longer than that. You have the opportunity to benefit from the power of your own intention, of your own choice to do what's best. So activate that intention, make your choice, and act on the changes you know are necessary. You have what it takes to change, to grow, to improve, and you deserve the rewards of doing so. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It is 6:20 on your time. Your Victory Monday, high of 72, currently 68, fair skies at Hickman Mills Middle School. B, you ever had somebody yell at you?
Kinda.
Yeah. Well, Fat Joe, he's been doing a lot of story times lately. And he was at some award show years ago. And he ran into Bruno Mars. Now, Bruno Mars, he was so excited to see him, only for this moment to kind of take a turn.
I've been hearing that Bruno Mars is Puerto Rican, but I never got to meet him, so the whole time I'm excited. What's up, man? Yo, what's up? Yeah, what's up, Joe? He's with Anderson .Paak. I'm like, yo, you Puerto Rican? He got up. You mean I'm a real Puerto Rican from Bush, Brooklyn? Don't ever ask me in your life. And went and sat on the other side of the room.
I wasn't challenging. Like, tell me something. Who's your father, Pedro?
I didn't say it.
The nicest way, being a warts.
All right, now, yeah, in their culture, you know, they, you know, they take that serious.
But, I get that. In this day and age, there's so many people that are kind of, after Rachel Dolezal happened, I think it's very valid to ask people, who you with? what your mama and your daddy look like? Just because we need to just know, like, if that's the conversation. Like, especially if you're saying certain things that only, you know, some might deem this culture can say, now we gotta ask. Just so we know, we can take the temperature.
I just want to say that doing Fat Joe stories is kind of conflicting for me, D.
Explain why.
Well, I mean, people always like you when they roast me. They always Fat Joe is always one of the first people that pop up. You know, Fat Joe, DJ Khaled. Mm. Who else?
DJ Khaled is a stretch.
I've been called Prince. I've been called so many. A Fat Prince at that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So they would just go come up to you and just be like, "Lean back." That's wild.
I hope so.
I wouldn't expect you to add on, but who have you been mistaken for? Oh, Big Pun back in the day too. That used to annoy me.
I've gotten JT before. I've heard I look like JT.
JT?
Yeah.
Not at all.
The old JT a little bit more. Like younger, I don't know.
Okay.
Summerella, if you know who Summerella is.
I do.
Yeah, I've heard that before. That's it. I don't know. Now, Megan Thee Stallion speaks to balancing expectations when it comes to performing for her fans and then also being competitive in the rap game.
Of course I'm competitive. Of course rap is competitive. And, you know, yeah, I want to win. I want to be number one, for sure. But that's not why I do it. And I felt like at a point to please my fans, because I love that my fans are very competitive, but, like, I don't want to be tongue wrestling on Twitter about charting.
Say it.
And y'all don't like my music.
Has Glorilla surpassed Megan Thee Stallion?
As far as what?
The fire, being that girl.
I mean, she the hot one right now, you know, but everybody got their turn. That's the thing, man.
That's real.
This is the thing. And this might go into something else, but mm-hmm. everybody can eat. It's enough room for everybody mm-hmm. to do their thing
and
make a career and have substantial money. And that's a lesson in Kansas City. Don't be hating on somebody because they on top now, because mm-hmm. you could be on top coming up in 6 months or a month or whatever.
That's real.
So everybody can eat.
Wait your season. That's all it is.
That's it.
Might just not be your time right now. Just get prepared for when it is.
Everybody got their journey. God got something for you. And if you go and step out and try to control things and do things on your own, that could you could get a blessing in air quotes now, but you done mess up the bigger blessing that God had for you later.
So preach,
now
preach
you
up.
So now you stuck with this $2 when you could have had $200 million.
Talk to him, Pastor Shine.
I would like to give people perspective or... People done gave me perspective, so I feel like it's my duty to pass it on, to pay it forward.
Love that. That's a perfect way to end the morning gossip.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Preach up. Yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Join Hot 103 Jams and give it hope and help for the 11th or for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Driving Expo this Saturday the 18th. At the MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way. Noon to 3 will be there. Support the drive by donating new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, and panty liners and more. Your donations will be distributed to domestic violence shelters and survivors, as October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. For all the details you need, go to givinghopeandhelp.org. Busy, busy weekend, D. I know it kicked off. We was at Lincoln Prep celebrating with the cousins, the young cousins over there with their homecoming celebrations and festivities. Always a good kickoff to the weekend there.
Yeah, shout out to Mrs. Smith over at Lincoln. And I saw their parade. Looked like they definitely kicked it all weekend long. And then after that, I went and chilled just a little bit because my Saturday was crazy. What about you, B?
Oh, Friday, I was chill. I was big chilling.
Okay.
Big chilling. Had to go see Marcel, Lee Summit.
Yes, sir.
You know, Lee Summit North, they won. They won that game.
Per usual.
And then Saturday kicked off the Saturday morning. It was an early Saturday morning, man. I was kicking it with the third district, they had their annual convention. And so they talked about a lot of community initiatives. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of community leaders in the building. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, man.
Love that. And while you were there, I was at Ruby Jean's Juicery off Truce with it. Shout out to Chris Good, Black Women Making Friends, and Running Black. They had a full-on collab event, and I got a chance to DJ and just kind of kick it with them. But Running Black does a run each and every Saturday. So shout out to them, because I sure need to hop in and participate before it get a little bit chilly outside.
Oh, and shout out to Melissa Robinson, too. I forgot, third district council member, of course.
Yes.
Long-time council member.
Mm-hmm.
And then Manny Fresh Saturday night. We had a good time there, D.
Yeah, kicked it at the Truman. Major shout out to M3. Shout out to Whiskey Cigar, Whiskey Beard Cigar Lounge. All of the things. We appreciate
Jet
you
Life.
All. Jet Life. There we go. Manny Fresh did his thing for sure. Shout out to you and the DJs. You and the core DJs.
What we do after that?
You know, we kicked it. Shout out to the birthdays we celebrated. And then I kicked off my Sunday. Oh. At KC Live for the National Kidney Walk. Major shout out to our cousins there. It was great. The energy was on a high because of the KC Fusion and Mixfit. They were there. They was hitting the dance moves. I'm pretty sure she taught Beyonce how to dance. If you see this video I'm gonna show you, you gonna agree with what I'm saying.
Oh, happy birthday, DP.
Yeah, of course.
My bad. And Melissa.
Yes.
Yeah, happy Major, birthday to them.
Major happy birthday. And then of course, the Chiefs took on the Detroit Lions. I was in the parking lot. Shout out to Monte and G27. The tailgate experience was crazy. The cameras was out. Tech 9 was out, too. Oh, it was crazy. It was love. Shout out to Monte for being a part of the tailgate competition. I'm excited to see that.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Major shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate you. Shout out to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Rich Harris always holding it down on Facebook side and always texting us each and every morning. We appreciate the love. And then shout out to my new cousin. I'm going to claim you as my new uncle. Shout out to Rock. We linked up at the Chiefs tailgate. The love and the
What's
energy
up,
was
Rock?
Crazy. So Rock, we appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning.
He spell it ROC, so I know he a real one.
For sure. And then shout out to Mr. B. Met up with him at the National Kidney Foundation. The kidney walk happened over the weekend on yesterday, and Mr. B was out there kicking it with us and of course supporting the fight against kidney disease. So shout out to all the cousins that I ran into over the weekend, me and B. We appreciate you all so much.
Yes, we do. And last night it went down at Arrowhead Stadium. GEHA Field was rocking like it was the 90s, D. Because our Kansas City Chiefs handle business. Got it up. Hollywood Brown got busy with two touchdowns as the Chiefs dominated the Lions. Well, I thought it was domination, especially in the second half.
Agreed.
30-17. It's a big dub.
Mm-hmm.
And going into that game, don't move them goalposts now, because y'all said that Lions were a Super Bowl contender, hottest team in the league coming into this game. Yes, they had some injuries. Okay, fine. Share your crocodile tears with them, because y'all didn't have no tears for us. We was telling you about our injuries. But then, D, after the game, though, them Detroit little Lions was a little salty.
They were salty.
As defensive back safety Brian Branch, he basically stole on Juju Smith-Schuster in the mouth after, he had slighted Patrick Mahomes and what we thought he was slighting him.
That's what it looked like.
By not dapping him up after the game, which is cool. Okay, you can be emotional, but this is how you handle business in between the lines in the NFL.
I mean, we play the game in between the whistles. They can do all the extracurricular stuff they want to do, but we play the game in between the whistles. We thought we played a great game today, and we'll keep this momentum moving forward.
You told us that you have to have the winning plays in the winning moments. How were you able to do that tonight?
Yeah, I thought the guys executed at a high level. The guys played hard today, and we handled business. That's what we got to do here at Arrowhead. Now let's just carry the momentum into this next week.
Now, D, there is a video floating around of Brian Branch getting blocked in the back by Juju Smith-Schuster.
Gotcha.
It is. So that was the reason behind all of that, as they stated after the game. But still, man, Jay-Z said it best on one of his songs a long time ago, Renegade, I think it was. He said, "You blanks deal with emotions like blanks." So,
yikes.
Yeah, we'll leave it like that. Rasheed Rice is back, D.
Oh, yeah. What they say? For free, huh?
Oh, he's free. And he's coming up again. It's Raider Week. Y'all know I hate these bastards. And I know you do too, Chiefs Kingdom. Which is why we got to dust off one of these MP3s, D. Let's get them hyped with a Chiefs song on this Victory Monday.
Let's do it.
Can't outstun us when it comes to these Super Bowls.
Duh.
What you thought?
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah, it's me, Brian B. I'm as real as it get. Riding around Kansas City and I'm feeling legit. She's tatted on my arm so you never forget. From the top to 5 block, my whole city is lit.
Hustle shine in the morning, make sure that you're listening. All red, everything like a cheese scheme and christening. With the rings and Rolexes, peep the glistening. Let them boys cook and give us the mission.
You got your tailgate bussin', cooking up on the grill.
Yeah.
Something like Patrick when he's chefing on the field.
Uh-huh.
These platinum Chiefs with platinum chains.
Yeah.
These platinum plays get Super Bowl rings.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa. Big Red on the sideline, ready to go. KCK and KC Mo, no, whoa. Best with the Chiefs and you going home. You think your team on top, boy, we don't believe you.
Come through Arrowhead, showing up with my people.
We the number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
The number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
Baltimore or Buffalo, just send us the ash.
Sliding through with our rings all up in Cincinnati.
We the number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
The number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
Your mama, your uncle too, your whole family, by the way. You ain't with Chiefs King.
Yeah.
Duh.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:22 on your time. High up 72. Currently it is 67. Clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle School. Salt from the group Salt and Pepper. She's clearing up a rumor that she heard by watching the video online.
Share a little something with you guys. There's some stuff on YouTube about my ex basically saying that I have come out and said that he's bisexual or I caught him with a guy or something like that. Not true. Old face lie. My ex-husband is a straight man, and it's not fair that people can just say anything about anybody on the internet.
I'm glad she clearing it up.
It's crazy that we do live in that period of time where you tweet it, you make it a status, and it's like, it's law.
The age of misinformation it could be dangerous.
Yeah, it's definitely worse now than it ever has been. Switching over, rapper Offset, he reveals how Takeoff's death affected the Migos as a whole and the role that Takeoff played in their group.
The whole time, he the glue. You know, in a group, you got egos, man. It's like, we grown men, we got millions of dollars as egos, but homie would humble that at all times. He might go group text. Well, y'all lame. Well, what y'all doing? What we doing? He just kept us as one. And homes were always like, hey, we doing this for our mamas, and God put us in this position. And like, you would have to respect what he's saying because he's not lying. You know what I'm saying?
And he seemed like he was that from the outside looking in. He seemed like he was a cool and calm one. Meanwhile, you know, Quavo, you know, he...
Main character for sure.
Yeah. I was gonna call him Eddie Kane or Flash from the Five Heartbeats, and then Offset had you know, his little thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like his ego never got in the way of anything in interviews, and even in the songs themselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You gotta have that person, especially within a group, because like he mentioned, you all have millions of dollars. There's people throwing themselves at you, and you gotta have somebody that's level headed.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? It's your girl Elena Page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining.
Blessed to have you once again on Hustle and Shine in the morning. More importantly, on a Victory Monday, we got Mayor Lucas. First things first. No pun to Nick Wright. Mayor Lucas, if I go and steal on Brian Branch this morning, will you let me off with just a little slight misdemeanor and not take me to Hocus Pocus 12 and Locust?
Look, let me tell you something. You're going to be all right, man. I do have a pardon power, so I'm going to make sure I hook up just some of the right people. I think Brian's somebody that the community needs out there, so you're going to be all right.
All right, cool. On a more serious note, Mayor Lucas, look, man, the stadium talk is heating back up. several reports have been dropped, including one about the Chiefs exploring designs on both sides of the state line, including a domed stadium. They're looking for designs on the Kansas side with that. And it was also reported that the Royals just dropped a term sheet with Clay County for a new home in North Kansas City. Meanwhile, them Kansas Star Bonds, the clock is ticking on them things. They expire at the end of the year. We're in the middle of October. So honestly, Mayor Lucas, how optimistic are you that both teams are going to stay put right now? And do you see this being put to a vote again for Kansas City to make their voices heard?
I'm going to tell you two things that sound like they're in conflict. Like, first of all, I think everything you said is true. The Chiefs continue to look at stadium designs, a dome. They've contracted with people. I think they've said that publicly. And the Royals continue to talk to everybody. I think, however, that both teams are going to end up staying. I got two very clear reasons, both of which I've gotten to experience in the last 3 weeks. Reason one, if you look at the Royals, then look at a lot of the coverage, a lot of the activity around that Chapel Roan concert the other day, which, as you know, is going to be right on the same corner, just an opposite park, where the Royals Stadium would look to be built right now. So you have all of that energy, that excitement coming downtown. A lot of money was made by that artist. I didn't know her before, but I think she had a very profitable weekend, drawing about 35,000 people a night, which is the new number that they look at for a stadium. I think the downtown becomes more of a no-brainer if you look at how Major League Baseball is played now, the type of activity it has, frankly, the type of people that it has that is half as much as football. But then on the Chiefs side of things, I think the monetary deal that you look at in Kansas City, Missouri, State and Truman Sports Complex is just incredibly different, right? Instead of building a $3 billion stadium, which, by the way, the Star Bonds don't generate the $2 billion or so that's being advertised. It's going to be far less. That means the Chiefs have to put in more money. And here's the other thing that y'all know as well as I do. There are only so many Beyoncés, there are only so many Taylor Swifts that can actually fill up an Arrowhead Stadium. Mm-hmm. And so even if you build a new dome, people are like, oh, you're going to have events there all the time. You actually still won't have that many more. You're going to move. We already get the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 in basketball at T-Mobile Center. You already have a number of big shows going. I think that becomes a no-brainer, along with an answer, but I think both teams end up in KC Mo.
Another win for the town is starting October 24th, people will be able to ride the streetcar from the River Market to the plaza along Main Street. Now, do you have your outfit laid out, and what do you feel like this means for all Kansas Cityans and businesses in the area?
You know, I thought the freeze was only because I made so much sense that y'all were like, dang, Q just laid down the law. You know, I think in terms of streetcar, no, we're excited. It's connected to a new part of the city. We're getting more density. I hope that it expands east. That is the next exciting frontier. Studies relating to 18th Street corridor, 39th Street. There are going to be a lot of opportunities for this community, I think, ahead. But streetcar going from the river to the plaza completes this long-term dream. Mayor Kay Barnes, who's back in the news, is the one-month-long interim county executive at a spry 87. I used to talk about that back in the day. I think it's going to be another good step for Kansas City.
We're talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Eric Berger from Shelter KC, he joined a national 24-hour live stream called Conversations on a Bench to put faces and stories to homelessness. And here in KC, we know that struggle up close. As we stop on the highway on 71, you see the camps and all of that. Yep. And with the brutal winter months coming up ahead, it's about to get even harder for our unhoused neighbors. Now, Mayor Lucas, what's the plan this year to protect people from freezing on the streets? And, you know, beyond some of the short-term shelters, is there any way we can start moving from survival to some real stability?
You know, everybody, I'm on TikTok now, and people angry on TikTok, but every time I post new housing, you know, a lot of people talk, but a lot of what we're trying to do is build housing for those at an extremely low income level. Our goal is to get people off the streets permanently. It's not for a temporary shelter. Shelters temporarily do serve a role, but our goal is to say, even if you have absolutely zero income, is there some way that we can get you back into a good housing scenario? So step one is a version of life that says, get somebody off the streets, get them next to services, and then build more housing capacity long term. We're doing a lot on the building housing capacity. The temporary shelter is always a need. It's something that's exacerbated during the winter months, but we work on it. And I will say this, right? I think there are more homeless people in our community today than there were 5 or 6 years ago. I see it on the streets. I think any person does. That is something that is a systemic problem. We need to build more housing. We got to give folks more services, and that's the only way we get out of it.
Where you grabbing a drink at for Victory Monday tonight?
Right, where the happy hour at?
Man, I can't talk, although I like to go to the Combine, 30 is the truth. So
shout out to Alan.
My man there, stop there, get in and out, grab a pizza, live a good life. But yes, hopefully everybody celebrates responsibly.
Yes, yeah, and you know, happy Indigenous Peoples Day, by the way.
Amen, amen. You know what? Good reminder. So celebrate our heritage in this community, too.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next week. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
All right, y'all. Stay well. We'll see you.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 72, currently 63, fair skies and Operation Breakthrough. Boxer Clarissa Shields speaks on an interaction she recently had with Kansas City's very own comedian Gerald Houston.
The guy walked up to me. He was, oh my God, there goes Serena, Serena, Serena. All of us who was around looked at him like, bro, what is you doing? I never knew who the guy was because he never had a camera. I don't really follow these people pages who do this type of stuff or whatever. But come to find out, it was a dude named Gerald Houston, I think. He a comedian. And listen, I ain't got nothing against him. I think he'd have been better off if he just asked me before he came up there and cracked that joke like that, and it wouldn't have been so bad.
Oh, man, all the content creators going crazy this morning, D. All the Kansas City content creators.
For sure.
He's been doing this for a long time. This is his little shtick. This is what he does.
Yeah.
Gerald, look, man, we just want to caution you because everybody, you know, everybody don't be playing. So, you know, it's a time to play and it's a time for not.
Yeah, no, that's real. I remember when I first came to Kansas City, I ran into him at a Walmart when he was doing the videos. And I was like, huh? And he pulled up on me. I'm like, what was going on?
Oh, yeah, he
shout
does
out to
that.
Him, though.
Yeah, Gerald is actually hilarious. Like, when he does his stand-up routine, mm-hmm. he's good. So, he got the online content creation and he got the stand-up thing going, so...
Use this buzz.
For real, though. No, all the comedians, Boogie, Marco, him, like, mm-hmm. it's so much talent here with that.
Yeah, well, the spotlight is on it right now. Shout out to Arsenio Hall. He is revealing a new memoir on his life and iconic career moments. And the cool thing about this is it's not coming out till April of next year.
Gotta
but
get that.
He will also narrate the audiobook. And we love audiobooks here on Hustle and Shine. So definitely looking forward to that if you are an Arsenio Hall fan.
What you know about Arsenio Hall, D? Huh?
This
is way after you was born.
Yeah, but you know, I'm really enriched in the culture. I was watching all the things that came on before me. So
Arsenio! That was must-see TV every night in the 90s, boy.
Yeah,
early
so
90s.
Make sure you make plans to get that book. I believe you can pre-order it right now.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those artistic, clever, and balanced Libras.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to NBA coach who some consider legendary. Happy birthday to Doc Rivers. Sending over a big happy birthday to NFL Hall of Famer and College Football Hall of Famer. Happy B-Day to Jerry Rice. Sending over a happy birthday to musician, actor, and producer. He's been on Soul Food, Living Single, The Temptations, and more. Happy birthday to Mel Jackson. A big happy birthday to gospel singer, songwriter, multi-award winning artist with 12 Grammys and a Stellar Award. A happy birthday to Shirley Caesar. A big happy birthday to actress and singer. She's been on School Days, House Party, and you remember her as Gina from Martin. A major happy birthday to Tisha Campbell Martin. A big happy birthday to actress and singer who's been on The Cosby Show and The Mama on That's So Raven. Happy birthday to Takiya Crystal. A happy birthday to R&B singer and songwriter Sherelle. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to R&B singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, and actress, and also my auntie, all because of her love for Nelly. Happy birthday, Ashanti. And a big happy birthday to a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, rapper, DJ. Happy birthday to Royal Chief.
Okay, D, now it's time to take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kimberly Frazee, Chris Jackson, and Maple Putnam. sending birthday love to Heaven Noel, Chico Fontaine, Octavia Gunn, and everybody else who's born on October 13th. Happy birthday, Libras. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hey, this is Elisha.
Hey, Elisha. What you doing on this Victory Monday, cousin?
Hey, I'm trying to get that bag.
Heard that.
All right. What's your check engine light looking like?
Hey, it ain't on. Good. It ain't on.
Why you sound surprised?
Yeah, I
feel you.
Well, that's good. Fingers crossed that it stay that way, cousin. We got two tickets to send you to the Boy Is Mine tour, Brandy and Monica, and get you qualified for $1,000 in free fall cash. But you go out to sing these lyrics with some passion to secure that bag. You ready?
I'm ready.
You got
baby, let me know why I love you so much.
Oh, I love you.
Baby, it's
us.
Why I can't get enough.
We know you go ham on your church solo.
Hey! Yeah. I can't lie, she did turn into like kind of a gospel mix, didn't she, though, Mix? All right, cousin, you did that. You are going to see Brandy and Monica October 26th at the T-Mobile Center. Who you taking with you?
You know, my cousin teaching me my hair and stuff, so I think she's going to go.
You think she going to go?
I think she going to go.
Okay, it sounds like a plan.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine with 103.3.
Making that real money.